works, but at least one person was left out of the pantheistic perspective. But in the light of Isaiah 42:8, which says, I am the Lord, that is my name. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another. God does not share His person with anyone. We are human. We are not divine. We do not possess divine attributes. Even when God takes up residence in our hearts as believers, it is the living God within us. It is not us. We have no divine power. We do not share by being human beings in the divine nature. Well, that's what the secret said. If you can get in touch with the divine power within you, you can create your world. You have creative power. Now, the Bible says that everything that was made by God, and without Him was not anything made that was made. That He is the one who creates everything, sustains everything, controls everything, consummates everything, and that power belongs only to Him. But pagan pantheism says we all share that power. God is not really unique. It is a book that essentially says you have divine power within you. You're part of the divine energy. In other words, you can create your life the way you want your life to be. You can create your world the way you want your world to be. In the book, there is something called the law of attraction. The law of attraction. You attract a certain kind of reality to yourself. Your thoughts and your words attract this reality, literally create this reality. The sequence goes like this. Know what you want. 2, believe you will get it. 3, visualize the fulfillment of it. And 4, speak it out loud and you will bring it into existence. You want money? Then know you want it. Believe you will get it. Visualize the getting of it. In other words, go through the emotions you would feel if you had it, and then speak it and it will happen. The book says it works every time with every person. Just place your order and it's yours. Okay, you have enough divine power, you have enough of God in you to create your world. Your life is the reality that you create by attracting it. Your thoughts and words then have this divine creative power. What you think, what you believe, what you visualize, and what you speak becomes the reality that you live. And if you like the way your life is, then keep speaking the same thing.